Welcome to the AWS Podcast. I'm Jeff Barr. Today we continue our interview with David Etchew of SafeNet. Let's pick up where we left off.
We've taken some of our solutions and integrated them with the AWS SDKs for working with client-side encryption for S3. So the idea, there's a very large player in the e-commerce space that needed to enhance their storage capabilities, and they were spending a lot of money on on-site storage and wanted to leverage S3, but from a compliance perspective, had to illustrate that a systems administrator at AWS couldn't see that data. And yeah, despite all the great work that AWS does, that they just have one more bar they had to achieve. So they were able to take our solution, plug it into their SDKs, and encrypt every object before it's written into S3. And so now they have this unlimited storage solution for objects for their infrastructure, but can do that in a way that, that satisfied their compliance. We've also done a very similar thing with the Amazon Storage Gateway. So folks who want to extend their data center storage from an iSCSI protocol perspective, so treating S3 more like a storage tier, we've added encryption for that. And then we've worked with a number of partners that that can leverage that common crypto management infrastructure, cloud encryption gateways, storage providers, others that can use that same key management or HSM infrastructure to enable encryption and key management inside their own offerings.
So you said something really interesting that in passing, I'd like to dig in just a little bit more. So you actually said that as you moved your applications and products to the cloud, you adapted not just the technology, but the business model. That'd be really cool to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so that's one of my favorite components, that making cloud-ready products is both a technical and a business challenge. And there's a lot of folks when the technical challenge, most product managers are pretty good at addressing. But then when it comes to the implications of, what does it mean to make my product available in an hourly consumption model? And in some cases, in order to leverage the benefits of the cloud and give our customers a cloud experience, we had to let go of control in certain areas. Always creates some very interesting conversations. What I love about both SafeNet and working with Amazon is that there is immense focus on the customer and the customer experience. It's hard to declare, a product, cloud ready if it takes 9 months to go procure it through a traditional procurement cycle, or you can't support on-demand workloads. And while we haven't solved it everywhere, particularly for a 30-year-old company, I think we've forged ground that a number of companies haven't, and really rethinking what cloud means from the consumption and engagement model with the customer.
So you went for agility of product and agility of business model as well then?
Yes.
Awesome. So another question that comes up all the time from potential partners and vendors building on top of AWS, we innovate really quickly. And sometimes our innovation, the top of our innovation kind of starts to overlap the bottom of your innovation. My hope is that always when we put something at the bottom, we're actually opening up more opportunities for the developers to build even more on top. Do you see that as a challenge, or is that something that has been helpful to you?
It's probably both. One of our views of encryption is, encryption in many cases in the long term will become a feature. Cloud is actually a place that may not prove to be true, because that you guys have actually launched some really cool new offerings with customer managed keys for server side encryption, but there are certain customers that will never be comfortable that when giving their provider the key. And so there may be places actually in cloud where the customer will always maintain encryption control, but the example I give is databases. Database encryption didn't exist for years. Some folks would argue it took the database market 30 years to have encryption work adequately. And so we built a number of solutions for database encryption, and we still do sell a number of them. But those solutions now are primarily used in environments where a customer has a heterogeneous database environment and wants a common encryption infrastructure. While you'd say our database encryption products, had their life, they're still very steady, but they're not growing like they were 10 years ago. What's changed is our crypto management infrastructure, as the database vendors have gotten more capable of encryption, our business has shifted from providing the encryptor to providing the key management. And frankly, the more encryption that occurs the more important having a scalable crypto management infrastructure becomes. And so, you know, our overall database security revenue, when you include our crypto management, is a wonderful component of our business and continues to grow as Oracle and Microsoft and others become more capable on native encryption.
I think you just answered my next question, which was really like, where do you see this going in the next 6 to 18 months? And I think you might have answered most of that.
And, you know, I think, you know, that probably, you know, a lot of it around, you know, some of these features that we'll do key management for. I do question whether the encryption will live on separately in the cloud for customers because of those separation needs and the unsharing aspect. But I also see, you know, the thing I do see coming is a lot more automation that, you know, as this becomes pervasive across the customer's infrastructure, that, you know, in the traditional data center, you probably only, you only apply your highest security controls around, you know, a small number of assets that are really important. If you're looking at separation, you know, from the cloud provider or from a government discovery that would occur with the cloud provider, you tend to apply your security controls to a much larger base of solutions. And that's a great market opportunity for everyone. It'll, as we solve those problems, allow customers to get more benefit of the cloud. But what it really comes back to is the need for automation for better consumption models that enable that. And so, you know, we're excited about working to solve those. When I look at some of our customers in the DevOps world, that when I see the things they're doing around componentizing security, and I see an exciting roadmap that I hope enterprises are taking advantage of those same capabilities 18 to 36 months from now.
Sounds awesome. David, I really appreciate your coming by and taking the time to speak with us today. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks.
This has been the AWS Podcast. This is Jeff Barr. You can follow us on Twitter at AWS Podcast. Thanks so much for listening.